You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, like the dude just said. Yes, I like to say that we are trying to save the world one soundbite at a time. We're going to the phones right now with someone who is called himself a disruptor, a potential disruptor for Montgomery, running for governor, Lou Burdette. He's been on the show before. He's had a long career being one of the chief officers of Books A Million Corporation, and then most recently with King's Home, a ministry right here in the state of Alabama. Lou Burdette, thanks for coming on Right Side Radio.
Hey, Phil, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Hey, we need change in Montgomery, don't we?
Man, yeah, well, I don't think there's any denying that there's some good things that can happen with a bit of change, yes. So let me ask you, Lou, right out the gate, I saw your social media. You've already reacted to the comments made by Governor Ivey about her biggest regret, but why don't you go ahead and elaborate, if you will.
I mean, was that not an unbelievable comment? I just couldn't believe what I was reading, that her biggest disappointment in this legislative session was not passing the gambling bill. I mean... Is she really that out of touch? That's your biggest disappointment. That's your biggest disappointment when we're 52nd in math. You would really think that her biggest disappointment in this legislative session was, that we're 52nd in math and at the bottom in education. Let's focus on that. It just blows my mind.
Well, yeah, you would think so. I mean, and by virtue of her position as governor, she is the de facto head of the state school board, and the numbers for education dropped to 50th while she's been in office, 52nd in math, but they've dropped while she's been in office. And yet her biggest regret was not getting casino operators the opportunity to expand across the state of Alabama. And I just see that as being just a self-inflicted wound on her part to even take those inside words and make them outside words.
Bill, I just call it follow the money, because gambling industry, casino gambling, is pouring millions in their lobbying effort into Montgomery to get this passed. We all know it, and it's buying favor and influence, and that is just a clear indication of what money is buying in Montgomery, and it's got to stop. And we're the fourth most politically corrupt state. That's heartbreaking. We're one of five states that allows unlimited campaign contributions. I put a stake in the ground and said that's wrong. We got to limit campaign contributions. And that's what I did from day one, that I wasn't accepting a donation to our campaign over $10,000. And Phil, that's still a lot of money. How much is enough?
Well, and I'll be honest with you, it costs money to buy those ads, Lou. I mean, I know you're experiencing that. So do you feel like you've hampered yourself at all by taking that stand? I mean, what tell me your thoughts on that.
Sure. I mean, I've had people tell me, Lou, I'd have given you $250,000. I'd have given you $100,000, not as a favor, but because I believe in what you're doing. I want change in Montgomery. I want a common sense business person leading this state. I want a strong leader in Montgomery. That's what people are telling me. Yet what just this last reporting cycle, public information, the governor received $750,000 from a PAC in Washington, D.C. That's just wrong. It buys favor and influence, and it's got to stop.
Well, so Lou, on your website, lewin22.com, I went to the news tab just checking to see what's up, and one of the things that I noticed is, and this is an older story, but one of your press releases back when you first got in the race, you said you were running for governor because you want to be a disruptor in Montgomery. Aside from the money aspect and trying to break that chain of influence with the money interests, what do you mean by that? What are you looking to do by being a disruptor? How so?
I mean that in a very good, positive way, that as the only true political outsider in this race who doesn't owe any favors, nobody's got influence on me. That is my goal, to go to Montgomery. Let's flip it upside down. We're at the bottom in education, health care, crimes and prisons. I do want to flip it upside down. I want to roll up my sleeves and work to make things better, like I have a record of doing my entire career. And I say, thank God I'm not a politician. I've spent my whole career, 40 years, with a real job in the real world.
So, that being said, would it be one of your biggest regrets not to pass casino gaming? I mean, where do you stand on that particular bill?
Oh, I'm against casino gambling, expanding it in any way, because what follows it? As you mentioned in the opening, I've spent the last 19 years at King's Home seeing being on the periphery of sex trafficking, human trafficking, addiction issues. That's what follows casino gambling, organized crime, burden on law enforcement, mental health issues. You know, the list goes on and on. So how many times are Alabamians, you know, going to vote down casino gambling in this state? They don't want it. And, but it's going to continue to come up because of the influence and the money that's streaming into Montgomery to keep this at the top of the agenda every session. And so it's not going away, that's for sure.
No, and I'll be honest with you. I served 8 years in Montgomery myself in the state Senate, right. And I've said on the show several times that, yeah, people would ask me about lotteries sometimes, but I never once in 8 years had a constituent tell me they wish they had a casino in their backyard. Never. It never happened.
Exactly.
It was the big money interests who were trying to get it.
It's a separate issue, isn't it, Phil?
It truthfully is, and it's – I mean, both have issues, but the piece of the casino gaming, which is where the true corruption really lies, is yep. And is this part of this bill they had. It's really the money interest trying to do it because the people are not asking for it.
They're not asking for it, and who gets first dibs? You know, that was wrong. You know, I mean, the whole thing just reeked of corruption.
Well, Lou, so tell me about your campaign. You're out and about the state right now. I've seen on your social media as I was kind of getting ready for today, you've been with the Republican Women, I think, over in Coleman County. You were up in an event in Huntsville. 67 counties. How's it going?
Oh, I'm loving every minute of it. Because, Phil, as you well know, you've traveled the state more than me, probably. But, you know, we have such a great state. We have great people, and that's who I see every day traveling from corner to corner, top to bottom. I'm loving every minute of it, and I see such great traction because people do say, Lou, I want change, and I want something different. And then they look at me, and they say, wow, you really are different. You're a common-sense business person. You know, your name's never been on a ballot. You really are a true political outsider. That's what people are looking for. That's what they're hungry for, and we're the only ones – Hey, Bill, we're the only ones rising in the polls. You know, everybody else is stagnant or moving down. I think that I'd be pretty depressed right now if I'd spent millions on television ads and I couldn't scratch more than 9 to 12%, and the governor's plummeting from over 80% approval rating, I guess, last summer to now below 50. So I'm the only one rising in the polls, and people don't even know me. But we're getting on TV soon and running some commercials. People, I'm asking people, check me out, lewin22.com. Find out what I'm about.
Well, and that being said, Lou, and I asked you about it before, but, you know, working at King's Home, your faith is a huge part of your professional life. I imagine it's a huge part of your personal life. And you guys had the 222 prayer going for better part of a year before you even declared for the race. Is that right?
That's right. 222 every Tuesday at 222. I was on that call yesterday. I try not to ever miss. I think since we started that last July, I've only missed three times when I was at an event and just couldn't avoid it. But yesterday I was on that call and find such encouragement for that, because I said from the very beginning, we're going to keep God in the center of this campaign and everything we do. I don't know how to lead any other way except from a biblical worldview, and it's just the core of who I am.
Well, and I certainly appreciate that. I mean, on this show, I think it's fair at all times to say that Jesus is Lord, America is great, Alabama is beautiful, life is worth living, and those things get lost in the fray. It's easy to become a complainer, and we need somebody that also extols the virtues of where we are and what we are. But
and who only wants to move this state forward. You know, now sometimes we're at these governmental forums, like you mentioned Coleman last night, and I said, am I the only person here that wants to move this state forward and talking about Alabama issues? Now, we all get frustrated with federal overreach and all these other issues, but let's focus on Alabama and all the issues we have here, and let's move this state forward.
Well, Lou, before we end our time here, we got a couple minutes left. Let me just ask you. So you spent some time in corporate America. I mean, we know your time at King's Home indicates your heart for people and your heart for the Lord, but you also spent a great deal of time in, you know, the upper reaches of a very strong, I think, publicly traded corporation. Talk to me about how the business side of you comes to play in running a state, because it's private versus public, or can you make it mesh?
Oh, we can make it mesh. We saw that 4 years of our previous president, didn't we? Don't we wish we had him back in office doing common sense business stuff? And you know, my business background really started as a little kid working hard in my dad's little independent grocery store in Roanoke, Alabama, and watching him work with sound business principles every year of his life, and hard work and just Alabama values. And then that, Phil, that really helped me be successful at Books A Million, to work my way up to be chief operating officer and growing from a small chain of bookstores to the big company that we know as Books A Million, an Alabama-based company, and 13 years there. And knowing how to grow jobs, Phil, from 250 to over 3,000, and knowing how to manage a big business and people, a big team, and also managing a multi-million-dollar budget, because running this state is big business, isn't it? So I'm just so thankful for that kind of business experience to take to Montgomery. And, yeah, let's shake it upside down.
All right. Lou Burdett, what a great spot to bring it to a close. But thank you for your time today. And I know that we're looking at some events coming up in the near future. Where can folks find you if they want to see you in the coming days?
Lewin22.com. Check me out. I'll be in Mobile. I'm traveling here. As soon as we get off the phone, I'm traveling to Mobile. I'll be with the Azalea Women's Republican Group tomorrow. I'll be at Hank Aaron Stadium in the morning to a group of businessmen, speaking with them. I'll be at Alabama A-Day game on Saturday. So follow me on the campaign trail, Phil. Thank you so much.
All right. Lou and 22, that's Lou Burdett. Thanks so much for being on the show today. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Phil.
All right, Copper, move us to a break. It's 4:18 p.m. Ran a little bit long so we could close out a time with Lou rather than make him hold through another break. So, yep. Folks, you got some good candidates in the running right now for governor. We had Tim James on last week. We had Lou Burdett just now. We've had Lindy Blanchard on before. Need to get her on again. I doubt very seriously that you're going to get Governor Ivey on the radio. But nonetheless, we got Dean Odle out there. Probably need to get him on the air. But nonetheless, folks, what I'm saying is you got choices. What a wonderful thing. Not everybody has choices. Not everybody can say that they can look at the polls and get the chance to review the candidates before them and choose. It's also very interesting that you have an incumbent who has over 40 years in public service, and she drew 7 primary opponents. That's almost unheard of. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.